GM sheds another layer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. General Motors says this morning it's found a buyer for its Hummer brand. The newly bankrupt company made no bones about its austere future with fewer nameplates and models. Let's check in with Tamara Keith, who joins us live from Washington this morning. Morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. So how's this going to work?
Well, GM says it has a memorandum of understanding with the buyer. The sale is expected to close by the end of the third quarter. Reuters had reported back in April that there were three suitors and none of them were car makers. And we don't know who they are. We don't know who won or how much they're paying. But GM will keep making Hummers under a contract with the investor.
So this is part of GM's bankruptcy restructuring?
Yes, GM is only going to hang on to its most profitable brands. So Hummer is out. They're also trying to sell Saab and Saturn. Hummer is sort of this iconic brand. It was a military vehicle back in 1999 when GM purchased the right to make consumer models. And it became like this ultimate status symbol for suburban combat. And now it's a symbol of gas-guzzling excess.
Yeah, since Hummer became the symbol of everything that was wrong with GM, big and inefficient, why would anyone want to buy this company?
Well, I think there's a clue in the GM press release. The president of GM North America says he's confident that Hummer will thrive globally under its new ownership. I think global is the key word. There are lots of parts of the world where everything Hummer symbolizes is still a very good thing. The new owner is supposed to aggressively fund future Hummer programs, including improved efficiency and alternative fuel engines. And just last week, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Hummer guy himself, test drove an electric Hummer car in Sacramento.
All right. Tamara Keith joining us from Washington this morning. Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you.
All right. Well, gas prices are still off of their highs from last summer. Oil prices have been on the rise again. They're up the past month at the fastest clip in a decade. And that means the subject of oil prices is likely to come up when President Obama visits Saudi Arabia this week. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Since January, the average price of a gallon of gas has shot up by about a dollar.
Americans buy about 140 billion gallons of gasoline a year.
Economist James Hamilton's at UC Santa Barbara.
So each dollar a gallon rise in the retail price takes $140 billion in spending power
out of the economy. And the economic impact can be even larger as consumers put off big purchases like new cars. But Rushir Kadakia at Cambridge Energy Research Associates says this year drivers don't need to worry.
They've probably seen the peak of what they're going to see at the pump over the summer.
One reason, Saudi Arabia will bring an enormous new oil field online this month. And Kadakia says the Saudis have no interest in another oil shock.
The danger to them is that the price moves so high that the world ends up weaning itself off of oil.
And they prefer for their international customers to remain addicted. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
A bit of a gusher on Wall Street yesterday. NASDAQ had the biggest gain, adding 3%. S&P shares were up 2.5%. The Dow closed up 221 points at 8721. And all signs point to a higher open today. Right now, European markets are mostly mixed. Stocks in Frankfurt and Paris are mainly flat. London shares are lower just a bit, by about 0.5%. And Asian markets went in different directions before closing today as well. J.P. Morgan Chase and American Express want to pay the government back bailout money they took. They're the latest banks launching public stock offerings. Chase said yesterday it plans to raise $5 billion. It originally borrowed $25 billion from Uncle Sam. And American Express is trying to pay back about $3.5 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Orville Redenbacher's, Chef Boyardee, and Healthy Choice. More at conagrafoods.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Gurgaon, India, is a city of more than 500,000 people just south of New Delhi. It is an IT boomtown, home to big companies, IBM, Microsoft. It's also known for its lawlessness. And for that, there are plenty of residents who are armed and ready to defend. Raymond Thibodeau reports.
Traffic choked today. A decade ago, Gurgaon was mostly farmland. But the farmers saw rich pickings in selling their fields to developers. They all grew wealthy on a bumper crop of office parks and shopping malls. Farmer-turned-developer Narinder Janega owns a commercial real estate company here. People like him have made a killing.
They are selling again and again and getting very good gains. Some of them have new vehicles. Their lifestyle has been changed.
Janega says the city's wealth has attracted robbers, kidnappers, and carjackers, eager for a piece of the action. The rich, fed up with being victims of crime, have become gunslingers instead. The number of firearms licenses has tripled in the past 2 years. There's no shortage of customers at Haryana Gun Shop. Owner Tajina Singh says most of his clients are wealthy business people.
Crime is rising. You have money. You have to keep yourself protected. Police force can't protect each and every citizen.
But what does it say about a city when realtors and bankers are forced to play Wyatt Earp? Tajina Singh makes a nice living from gun sales, but as a local businessman, he wants a nice reputation for his hometown.
That is cowboy perception there. No. Here it is not that kind of thing.
Even so, according to some estimates, up to 40% of households in Gurgaon have at least one firearm. That puts Gurgaon on par with many U.S. cities in terms of gun ownership. But it's about five times the gun-owning rates of India's biggest cities. Bina Lakshmi Napram is Secretary General for the Control Arms Foundation of India. She says fear isn't the only reason for high gun-owning rates here.
Owning a gun for many upper-class Indians is like a status symbol. You buy a car, you buy a house, next thing is you have a gun.
Napram fears the current economic downturn will only make things worse. Many businesses are now getting out of Dodge. Job losses and poverty are on the rise in a place where so many are still packing heat. In Gurgaon, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.